You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
All right, what's up, guys? Corona.
What up?
Corona, yeah.
We're just having a side conversation really quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it about?
I don't remember.
What were we just talking about? I
don't remember.
The subject.
Anyways. That was everybody's Friday the 13th.
It was good.
It was good, actually.
Yeah.
I knew shit.
I didn't do nothing.
I only worked half a day.
And I didn't even watch Friday the 13th. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Did you even have it on your
TV? No, I didn't have it on my TV.
I forgot.
Criminal.
I know. I don't even know what I was doing, actually.
Came home.
At least I have it on the TV, or at least look at it a few times, mm-hmm. or maybe watch one movie.
It was just yesterday.
Yeah, right? What did I do last night? I was playing old school video games, Modern Warfare 2 on the PS3.
Oh my god, when you put that on your thing the other day, I was like, oh, I missed it. I knew that board.
Oh, yes.
I was like,
we
that's
missed
awesome.
That so much. I said we were playing last night.
She used to play old games with me, and he's like, I never really played any of those. And I'm like, that's fine, because
they're
easy. No.
Yeah.
He plays one or two video games. And
really?
He's been on it tonight.
Like Golf or Pac-Man?
Diablo 2 or some shit on Xbox, and then some Lara Croft game now.
Oh, shit.
Tomb Raider. I play Tomb Raider. It's actually a pretty cool game.
I play all video games.
It's just
I'm
shit.
Down
it's
for whatever.
I would, you know, I think
I, just I have Mario not played Carter. A video game in a long time.
Really?
Go ahead, what?
I play Call of Duty all the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
I used to love that zombie.
I'm so dedicated to Call of Duty.
We don't really get down on that. I'm more of old school.
And I like those games,
I would,
too.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I really like those games.
I did. I told Bryce I want to play.
When you have, like, four or five people, it's fun.
That
like,
is fun.
Mario Kart.
Yeah,
or
we get down on some Mario Party. That's
a Mario
jam,
Party,
man.
Though. You can't have too many people on Mario Party. I'm sorry.
Well, you can only have four people playing because there's four controllers.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was you could put more than that.
No.
No.
Oh. No. Well...
And it's
all I know, when you play Mario Party, you're dedicated for a couple
it's
hours.
It's like playing Monopoly. You gotta...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
it's
when
like
you play the
Monopoly.
Certain levels, like, what can you go up to? Remember?
You can go to 50 turns.
50, yeah, that's... Okay.
And we
that.
Have determined 20 turns is about an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you can go to 50.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And then,
time.
I think we went to the step up one time, but...
Well, either way, if you do 50, you're dedicated for like 3-4 hours.
Sure.
Because
at
that's
least
a lot.
Straight up, at least.
Because you know you gotta go smoke a cigarette, you gotta get your beer.
Yeah,
that's a lot of getting.
Go pee break. That's about an hour and a half for 20 turns.
That's just like a Monopoly
that's
game.
That's some dedication.
Yeah, it is. You gotta know where you're gonna be, how you're gonna start it, where your kids at, where your if everybody's
who's playing, who's not playing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I know, besides the gamer world.
Gamer world.
Gina's now we're gonna bring you down, probably.
Huh?
Are you gonna bring us down?
She brings you down
with this story? She's gonna bring you down with the story
a little bit, it's
is it a doozy?
Sad.
It's super sad.
It's just a mystery, man. It's an
God. Another unsolved.
It actually kind of is unsolved.
Those bothered me so much.
Yeah, and I'm sure you probably heard it. It happened in 2014. It's called the Panama Hikers. The two girls.
Yes.
Isn't that so crazy?
This story. Have you heard it?
I have not.
Oh my god.
It's pretty wild.
And just chime in anytime you have something that you remember from it, too, because
hey, no,
it is
bring
such
it
a good one.
Yeah.
And it's such a mystery, too. I feel so crazy. Like, I want to know what happened.
Right.
So, anyway, there these two girls. One was Liz Ann Froon. She was 22 years old. And the other girl was Chris Kremers, and she was 21 years old. And they're from the Netherlands. They were like traveling students, you know, like volunteering and teaching children, you know, arts, crafts, learning different languages.
Wow.
You know, they're like Dutch students.
I always thought I could never do that. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it would be fun,
too. It would be, if you had that personality, it'd be a blast.
It'd be an adventure.
I'm too much of a...
Yeah.
Homebody.
Yeah,
homebody. Yeah, because they even stayed with, like, a family, like, the host, you know, who takes in, like, you know, these students and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah, but that's was awesome. Their life. That's what they were doing, seeing the world, you know, taking pictures of their journey, you know. They had, like, planned this whole trip, you know, all this for 6 months, and...
Wow.
You know, they wanted to do a lot of hiking, a lot of touring of, you know, just everywhere.
I can't remember, do you know... They were like best friends, or
they were best friends. Okay. They were roommates. One time somewhere they went to school.
I wasn't sure if it was just a school thing or if it were.
No, they were like really good friends. Yeah. But one day, so they made it to Panama. You know, they stopped plenty places before, hiked before to sightseed, all that stuff. So they made it to Panama. They did, you know, a couple tours around there, but on April 1st, they decided to go into the Panama jungle, this cool little tour. They even had set up an appointment on a private, you know, little tour guide into the jungle, you know.
Okay.
They set it up for April 2nd, which would, you know, the next day, but they decided to go do this little quick one real quick on April 1st. They had their camera. They took lots of picture of themselves, you know, their journey. So they even took, the host's dog with them, hiking up with them. You know, they had a dog.
Okay. I do remember. Yep.
They had a dog and it was the host's dog, you know, the people they were staying with. Because
they were staying with these, the host. They call them the host. People who,
housed them while they were in the country.
Yeah.
Housed. Or in that area.
International. Yeah. What do they call exchange students?
Exchange students.
Like
that?
Yeah. They didn't have a dog and the dog ended up going on the hike with these guys, right?
Yep.
Did they take, and it were they guided by the guy or did they go
No,
on their own?
They went on their own. They had a guided tour set up for the next day.
The next day, but decided to do this little hike. Because they heard it was like real pretty and stuff.
Yeah. And they heard it was like, by themselves. Oh, they said it, you know, they've hiked before, you know, so they're moderate, you know, hikers. Yeah. They heard there's like waterfalls and stuff over there. So
there's even
signs and stuff, you know, and some parts did say like, don't go further without a tour guide, but you know, they felt experienced enough to go. They left the house though, around 11 a.m. April 1st, 2014. They did actually do some Facebook posts though earlier before 11 a.m. Touring, you know, just taking video of them around the village, you know. And I guess this could be a rumor, who knows, but I did see it a couple times that they did have a lunch with two Dutchmen before their hike.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yes, I did see it a lot. So, but they didn't take, there was no pictures of them on the camera, whatever. And they didn't even post it, or did they, I don't know if there was a picture on Facebook or not, but there was a mention of them having a lunch.
Or met these two guys,
before the hike. So they went hiking around that morning, you know, nobody, you know, thought twice until the dog came back by itself. Hours later, the dog came back by itself, went home without the girls.
Like Sally, something fell down the well.
Yeah.
Dude, the dogs will try to probably notify those people, like, or whatever. So the dog comes back.
Yeah, the dog comes back.
Or it was
back.
Dropped off.
Or it was spooked.
Yeah, and ran off. Who knows? Yeah, because it's pretty crazy what happened. So they actually didn't think anything of it, though.
So the dog came
they
back
didn't
without
the kids, alert the authorities girls. Until the next day of them like missing.
What?
Yeah. Cuz it says that they alerted the authorities in the morning. So it would have been April 2nd. And because they missed that tour guide that they had set up.
That's when they realized.
So they were like, "Well, okay, well the dog did come back by itself
and now they're missing their
And now
appointment.
They yep, uh-huh, something happened, you know. They're out in that jungle, you know." So they actually did set up search teams, you know, volunteers, local volunteers, dogs, helicopters, etc. was searching for them for days, you know. April 6th, so they disappeared April 1st. April 6th is when their parents flew in with the detectives, you know, to Panama to try to help out and see what happened, you know, to their daughters. 10 weeks went by. Jeez. And still nothing. So damn. They were like kind of slow in the search, you know. They were like, well, 10 weeks.
That jumped.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have anything.
They didn't have
nothing. No leads, no dog. Yeah, they just disappeared.
They went out and searched for them.
Yeah, wow. There was dogs, there was helicopters, like 10 weeks
later.
Yep. And 10 weeks later, still nothing.
Jeez.
So they were slow in the search, you know. But a local little villager found a blue backpack up, like, kind of by the riverbank, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And it was actually kind of like, I think I read like 5 miles or something from where they originally had
started.
Yeah, like where they would have hiked or something.
Off the trail or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit of ways, though. 5 miles.
Yeah, if they left at 11 a.m.,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Sun's going to go down. But the backpack looked like it was in good condition. So, because like they actually had like a storm too recently. It was like been rainy and really windy. Oh. And the backpack looked like in good condition.
Like it had recently been placed
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like it's recently been placed there. So, what was in the backpack was 2 pairs of sunglasses, $83 of cash, Froon's passport, 1 water bottle, 2 bras, Froon's camera, her digital camera that they took pictures on with, and both their cell phones.
Hmm. Yeah. So all their shit.
Pretty much, yeah, but still not enough. 1 water bottle and,
but
you know.
Both cell
like,
phones and what, her
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, all their stuff,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, all that shit.
And I never knew if they even found the other girl's backpack. Because in the pictures, if you look at them, because you could go to Google and look at them, they both had backpacks. Hmm. And I never seen anything mentioned about the other backpack.
Unless that was a different picture. Or was that picture before?
Well, it was the same day. Like, they each had a backpack on.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if they did or not.
Yeah, because I swear I seen them on the same day. Of both of them having a backpack on. Unless they were sharing it, taking turns holding it.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to think that. I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. But, so the backpack ended up, you know,
they found the backpack, all that stuff in there.
They found the backpack, all that stuff. Around the same time, a couple weeks or something like that, after they found the backpack, is when they found a boot.
Where's the foot?
Where's the foot? I know. I always think of that. I know. God bless her heart. But her foot was still inside.
Shut up!
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
I know. And that just came out like.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that came out. I didn't even know that.
I know. Dude. I kind of did, but it was an instinct to say
I know.
It because.
I was thinking the movie, though.
Me too.
I know. Scary
too,
movie.
Oh, I didn't think that was...
So they found a boot with literally a severed foot.
A severed foot is still in the boot. And then a little bit around in the same area, they actually found rolled up skin, too.
No way. I don't remember that.
Yes. They found a rolled up skin, like in a ball, like just a piece of... Hold on. Let me see whose skin it was.
I think I remember something like that, but
what?
I know I knew about the foot, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I remember them saying like the break was like really clean, like
yeah, I seen that
like
the
axe or something?
Yes, I seen that the yeah on the cut on the foot, the severed foot, it was a clean cut, and then they also I read that it showed as like an accident. You know,
so
what? Like maybe she
like
fell
off of a cliff,
broke
or,
her ankle.
Yeah,
they said it looked.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They said it. Yeah, but I did read that it looked clean too.
My God.
Yeah, could have been both. I don't know.
Yeah, super crazy, right?
Oh my God, I'm not.
They even found like a pelvic bone.
Oh my
God.
They found, and soon after they were finding all these things, you know, around in the same area. They found scattered bones. Pieces of both girls' bones were discovered. Oh, there was no marks on the bones. They looked naturally, like one of the girls' bones looked naturally decayed, you know, like, and then the other one was looked like they were bleached.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. What? And they had no scratches on them, you know, so they couldn't have been, like, attacked by a wild animal or anything like that because they would have some kind of scratches on them, they said.
Mm. Yeah, that's weird.
But that's all that they...
Somebody was trying to decompose them.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's all that they really physically found.
Preserved the bone or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's they're trying to...
They did find Kremer's clothing neatly folded along edge of the river also.
That's what I found the most creepiest about the story. Was, I mean, it's all nasty and creepy, but the way that the clothes were folded neatly. Mm-hmm. So if they're attacked by something or someone, obviously a someone
Were the clothes ripped? No,
I didn't see nothing.
Like they had took their clothes off. Came off after death or those clothes came off before they died.
Yeah, but they were neatly folded on a rock or whatever by the river.
Maybe she neatly folded them.
Around that same area, though, where they found the fucking neatly placed backpack, you know? Because all that stuff would have been bad, because I read that it was like a storm.
There was no blood anywhere? The scene was just...
No, on some of the bones, on, I think it was Froon's bones.
That's her last name, right?
Yes, that's her last name. That's Lisanne and Chris. Kremers. One of them did look natural because they still had like skin on the bones.
So it was like naturally decomposing.
Yeah, but the other girl,
but that's
Chris Kremers, looked like
quick,
it was like
right. Well, if they're in the sun all day for 6 days.
Yeah, but why did all they get into million pieces like that? That's my question too. And where's the rest?
Yeah, animals, I don't know.
Oh, but there's no scratches on the bones.
like animals went gnawing on them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when
the bones
in
are
the
weird.
Backpack they had their two cell phones and the camera.
Right.
So of course they went through the phones and the camera.
Yes.
It says that the phones were in service for 10 days after they went missing. So it was still in
service.
Off
something.
Yeah.
Over 4 days, they made about 80 attempts to call police.
Yeah. To call emergency. Yeah.
Yep. And they were unable to come get any, they were unable to make that call.
Make a signal.
One of them went through and it was only like 2 seconds. Yeah. If that, but it was.
Oh, so they're trying to call 911.
Yeah, and that was shortly after. That was like, shit, I forgot to write it down, but it was like a couple hours after it was early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it began right after they hiked.
They definitely were in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. April 6th, because they went missing April 1st, that's the day they left, they made several attempts. There were several attempts to unlock Chris Kremer's phone, but it kept getting an incorrect PIN. It never got the correct PIN ever again after that.
Yeah, so somebody was trying to get
to
into
her phone
and couldn't figure out the code.
So obviously April 6th, I would say Chris Kremer's has passed away.
Yeah.
Dead already.
Yeah, because somebody's trying to get in her phone, unlock it, and they can't. April 11th, both phones were dead. Chris Kremer's phone, the one who had the several attempts for the PIN, it powered on for about an hour, hour and a half, and then it powered back off.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they got from the phones. Which was pretty crazy. They were trying to call for help, but couldn't because they didn't have service.
Yep.
Obviously, Chris Kremers has passed away because she would know her PIN if she was.
That's why the girl had two phones. That's why that backpack had two phones.
One of those girls already died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those other girls already got fucked up. Probably the one that the leg got cut off. She probably just ended up dying.
Yeah.
And the other one was trying to get help. She probably knew. Yep. Were they found together?
They don't know.
Yeah, well, their bones were... They scattered were all scattered around in the same area that the backpack was found. And that local villager found that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not all of them... All the bones were even discovered. So there's big pieces still
just
missing.
Mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Big bowl of bones.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I mean, so they had to look at the camera.
Yeah.
The cameras, the photos, you know, like I said, was their whole trip, you know, and it looked normal. Even that day that they went to on the hike, it looked normal, yeah. you know, happy, yeah. smiling faces. They're having a good time. And then they took several other photos that they say that Chris Kremer's girl wasn't really smiling no more. She kind of looked like she had fear in her face or, right. yeah. Mm. Then I've seen like photos too of, them like showing you the last picture of her taken or whatever, where she's kind of like somebody obviously is a little bit behind her taking the picture and she's like looking back at them and they like show you the picture of like, look at this. There's these wire or vines or whatever up top that like are coming to like a dome shelter, you know, like you could easily hide that with leaves. It looks like she was looking up, like trying to look at the camera, like look up. But mm-hmm. I mean, it was weird.
There was a picture in the camera roll of like a deck downhill of something too, right?
Yeah, there was tons of pictures that was taken April 8th from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. of just the darkness of cliff, you know, because one picture looked like it was like downhill,
they're thinking that maybe they saw or could see one of the girls down at the bottom or something.
Oh, really?
In the picture?
Yeah, in the picture.
Oh, and I didn't even see that.
Yeah, like maybe that the camera. The reason why they were so weird ones.
They were trying to look.
Use it for light. Yeah. Use it for light. Yeah. For flash. Your tear off predators. Yeah. yeah light. Whatever. Because it was like a bunch of just random pictures, you know, of yeah. like the girls' belongings, they said, were spread out on rocks in the pictures. Plastic bags, you know, just in the pictures. Some there was candy wrappers in some.
Just like miscellaneous pictures. Yeah. Whatever. The surroundings.
There's a mirror. Yeah. There was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a picture of Chris Kremer's back of her head that had like a blood leaking from her temple or her hair or somewhere. I couldn't really see the blood, but she had really blondish, orangish, you know, reddish kind of hair, but,
you couldn't see the blood they were talking about?
Yeah, I couldn't really point out, but there is a picture of the back of her head, yeah. you know? Yeah. And it's her hair and yeah, that's all you see is the back of her head, her hair.
Yeah. It's weird.
So they were investigating, you know, all that area, and that's when they found all those bones and
looked through their phones,
looked through their cameras. Yeah, it was Liss Ann Froon's bones that looked like they were decomposing naturally. Because hers was had the bit, a little bit of flesh yeah. attached to them.
Right.
Yeah, the police asked locals and villagers, and they had nothing. It's still a mystery, but the police ruled it as a tragic accident.
Dang.
Yeah. So, nobody really...
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird,
right? They said they just had a tragic accident, that they must have just fell off a cliff, and like you said, the other one tried to go get help, and she had an accident, too.
Yeah, there was rumors that it could have been the villagers.
Yep, they're organ harvesting, I read.
Maybe that one of the tour guides, like, was in cahoots with some of the villagers or something like that, I remember hearing.
It was, and they didn't want to bring that to light to steer away the tourism and all that of Panama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and there was also still missing bodies and people going missing around the same time these girls went missing.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah.
But we don't know what.
And,
who.
Yeah. So could be the villagers and the jungle. Yeah. It could be the locals.
And when was this? What year?
This is in 2014.
Same year that the Broadduses started receiving letters.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That is weird.
That is crazy, huh?
But for the bones to look like they were soaked in bleach or something?
They said they could have been like that from the sun.
Couldn't have been animal, though.
They said they could have been bleached by the sun, too.
Yeah. But an animal, you're going to find scratch marks on bones.
So what happened to the rest of their body? Like,
yeah.
And why would they find a fold up?
For her folded clothes. And there was like a ball of skin rolled up. Like it was just like
like fell or got caught on something.
Yeah, maybe he got caught on something, or maybe something somebody
what the fuck did they get caught
was, you know, getting their meat or
an animal. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, that's weird. So weird. Yeah, well,
that mean, is a really weird story.
For an animal to okay, if a body is gonna be dead, and I'm sorry, but if it's an animal, they're gonna eat the meat, of course, eat everything. They're not gonna just not.
They'll gnaw on the bones.
Yeah, you're going to find scratches of meat on the bone. They're going to eat it.
But they said the bones were weirdly
not scratched.
Not scratched.
They were, yeah. And the backpack. Why was the backpack so clean, too? Like,
yeah.
There was a
or
storm.
Or the clothes folded up like that. Did she take them off or something before?
Maybe
like,
somebody boiled the bones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if they're like the villagers in there or something are cannibals?
They are in Panama.
Panama.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
That's so scary. Be careful. I don't like that.
That's
yeah, isn't
story.
It weird though?
Like
that is a national forest. They were in a jungle or whatever. In
that
Panama.
Story's pretty missing all
popular
the time
now,
in national forest. Look it up. People go missing all the time.
We were camping one time in a national forest and that lady went missing and she was camping in the same campground the same time we were there.
Yeah.
And she went, and we were talking about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy, huh? That's still a mystery,
it,
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A ways lost down on a dirt road. And it's a mystery to me, too, that story.
National Forest, I feel like, is game for anybody to come out. Aliens and spirits. I think they National Forest is
opening gates for all of the dimensions
have
of the world.
Have you seen that Missing 411?
On what?
Netflix?
Missing
411. It's about all these people going missing. Old, young, kids.
My gosh.
I hate watching
stuff
like that.
Yes, I
no,
do too.
But it's like when you see it in high numbers, like in National Forest,
is why I am the way I am, because I watch things like that.
I mean, there was a story about this guy and his son. They went for a walk. It was like a family walk. This kid was like, I want to say two and a half, maybe three. Between two and three. And he said they were all walking on a path, and he said he turned around for a second, and his kid was gone.
Kid was gone.
They searched and searched and searched and searched, and they couldn't find him. And I would say it was probably a week. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to lie. But it was a while later, and they actually found the kids' clothes folded on top of a mountain. Like, way on top of a mountain.
What?
Like,
I think I heard this.
2.5-year-old kid, there's no way he could have climbed that.
And why was he? He doesn't even know how to fold clothes.
He's 2.5.
Yeah, and his clothes were folded on top. But he was nowhere to be found. Shoes, clothes, everything was.
What? This sounds funny.
But there's no way he could have got up there by himself. And they said they did interviews with the family, everybody that was there. There was
Obviously, no one was
a suspect.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way it would happen that fast. There was, like, witnesses everywhere.
And still unsolved, I think? Still unsolved?
Yeah, it's still unsolved.
Sounds familiar.
Still unsolved.
Oh.
No idea what happened to this baby.
No idea. Why were they folded up on the top of the mountain?
Why? No blood, no evidence. Just, like, somebody just took them off of him and folded them and put them right there. Boom. Kids,
it's like, if you made it up there, you know somebody's going to go up there before, after you, you know?
Watch that Missing 411. That was just one story, but that is...
I probably can't watch that.
Me either.
Guys,
no,
it's really
that
good.
Is why I am. Like, because I watch crazy things like that.
Well, that's true. Well, it's true.
Messes
crime.
Me up.
It.
And
it's true things.
I do. I have to take a break from all that sometimes.
Like the serial killers
that
freaking literally been murdering people in towns for like decades.
But it's happened.
Yeah, it's the good and the bad. Fighting all the time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, that was interesting.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
That is a pretty popular story, though, now.
And there are more people, like, coming out, like, saying that these people are missing, too. You know, around the same time these girls went missing, and the same thing with them. They haven't been really located or anything like that. You know? So.
Yeah. Wow. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a little short one.
Yeah, hopefully they solve it soon.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So well, that's crazy. Hopefully that gets solved soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since Friday the 13th was just around the... Well, yesterday. We're just going to keep it moving through the weekend.
Yeah.
Might as well.
We got some facts. Mm-hmm.
There's some fun facts that I found about Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you go... Okay. This is a good one because I know you guys seen this movie.
What?
You guys remember that movie Alive?
Yes.
About the plane crash.
They ate each other up.
Mm-hmm. That happened on Friday the 13th. October 13th.
Did it
really? 1972.
I remember
that. October 13th?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was in the 70s?
Yeah, 72.
I thought it was 50.
Yeah, another plane actually crashed that same day they did in Moscow.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That is crazy. I didn't know that either. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
There's another fun fact of Friday the 13th. Well, it's not a fun fact. Like, God bless their hearts. Tupac died.
Tupac.
On Friday the 13th?
Yep.
September 13th, 1996.
Because obviously he got shot in Vegas. And then he got to the hospital and... He eventually died.
R.I.P.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. September 13th, 1996. It was a Friday the 13th. This one is super crazy, okay?
Okay.
I should have looked more into it because it, like, blew my mind, but... a boy was struck by lightning on August 13th, 2010. It was a Friday the 13th at 1:13 p.m. It was PM. Military time, 13:13.
Wow.
And guess how old he was?
13.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No way.
Yeah, because I personally love the number 13.
Yeah, well.
13. When it lines up like that?
Now. Yeah. That's sad. That poor guy, man.
He's probably like, screw 13.
Yes. Worst he time hates 13. Yes. That's so sad. And you know, like in some high-rise buildings, they skip the 13th floor because it's such a superstition
I've seen that.
Yeah, and then on like planes.
Because of superstition, you're going to skip
a whole floor.
Literally a whole.
But it's still, that's still going to be the 13th floor, which is going to be now 14. Planes are missing a 13th row, and I guess they don't have a gate 13.
God, people are really superstitious.
I mean, I kind of am, but
damn,
you're the opposite. You like it.
They say don't get a haircut on Friday the 13th because it will result in a family member passing away.
No.
God dang it!
You should have told me that I was actually thinking about it Halloween night because of the full moon.
Well, that wasn't a Friday the 13th. So
it wasn't. Yeah, duh.
You would have been good.
I'm
on
hookah
there. Yeah,
hookah
on a full moon. Yesterday. Yes, trim your hair on a full moon, of course.
Nobody.
And they say
avoid
combing your hair. If a bird loses or uses your fallen hair to build a nest, you might go bald.
Wow. That's a huge reach for a superstition.
How would you know, if a bird used your hair?
You just go bald.
That's how shit.
That's what happened to all these people who are bald out there. They're brushing their hair outside.
Uh-oh.
On Friday the 13th.
I've always felt weird about, like, letting your hair loose outside. Like, when you have
a DNA somewhere floating around.
Just, like...
I never got worried about it, but I always thought about it. Like, I'm fucking weird.
I wonder where that's going.
Yeah. And I'm like, I shouldn't have thrown that out there. Like, so many thoughts going in my
like when you have a piece of hair on you in your car and you just throw it out the window.
Yeah.
You're like, I guess that's going to literally end up somewhere.
That's what I think, too.
Like, where?
Yeah, because does it disintegrate?
Who knows?
It could end up on a crime scene.
Could be stuck on the fence like this. Murder. Crime scene.
Yep.
What if it landed in somebody's car and on their coat? Next thing you know, they get
now
murdered.
You're being charged.
Could you imagine?
I just hair fell on on their car.
Could you imagine? I didn't even think about
that.
I never thought about that.
Everybody with long hair, beware.
How would they believe you? Shoot, my hair's all over my house.
Your alibi obviously would check out. Yeah,
my hair is on Chris. when he leaves. Yeah. I know he gets my hair somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And oh, all that, my whole family has pieces of my hair. His mustache,
hair, on his clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Bryce always told me, I find your hair everywhere.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, we
yeah.
are the hair family, yeah. my family over here. Yeah. Yeah. Right. They all have mm-hmm. crazy ass hair.
Dude, you're, yes, you? I don't think you have
my whole family.
No one in your family yeah. has short hair.
No.
No right. one.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Not, no one.
That was fun.
That was. But crazy. God bless those girls. Hopefully yes. they found our, their mystery or their resting in peace.
That is a weird one.
Because as you would have to
the
really
severed read. Foot, the clothes, yes. the backpack, the pictures, yes. the time, you know, stamps. Yeah. It's all weird.
As mm-hmm. a parent, I would want to know what happened to my kids.
Yes, me too. Oh, yeah. I want to know.
Member, I'd want to know what yeah. happened yeah. to my what happened.
I want to know yeah. myself what happened to these girls.
Yeah.
Scary. I'm like, that's so sad. A mystery.
Yes.
But, yeah, so check us out on Instagram, Voices After Dark,
Facebook.
Podcast, Facebook, Voices After Dark.
I still don't know. I let you guys say them because
I know.
I really don't even know them either. I just know it's Voices Email After Dark.
Email us. We'll tell your guys' story.
Voices mm-hmm. After Dark
podcast. At gmail.com.
Yes, guys. Email us. Let us. Tell your stories. Yep. We would love yes. to tell your stories.
We love good ghost stories because ghost,
anything.
They are good. Your,
any experiences, anything, questions, yeah. Would you rather questions.
Your experiences with the spirit yes. world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're not crazy.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All yes. right. Well, pay attention to your surroundings.
Peace out, guys.
Peace and chicken grease.